just coming back to your question again, for me, I want to elaborate on what she has already mentioned, but it is also very important for us on the grassroots level to be able to be making sure that for media, it's very important, as our representative on my right already mentioned, from the High Commissioner's office, already mentioned about what the outreach they've done. But we need more outreach, because the outreach, for example, to go to the grassroots, and you need the grassroots, you need the people on the ground to actually understand what is actually affecting their life day to day, and the people making decisions based on their life. And so it is very, very important to have a more program outreach that reach, and the main thing is to use the media. But if you look at it, we do not have access to the media, and that is a very big problem for civil society community that are actually fighting the battle to combat racism and all forms of racism, you know, everywhere in the world. So this is very, very key important issue for us, because if there is anything happening, we don't have the media that actually do the coverage. So we need to get the media actually involved by educating them, by providing them information to understand actually what the DDPA is. Because I can talk to you about and say what is happening within the Europe and UK, that majority of the media will not mention the DDPA, because they actually don't know what the DDPA actually exists. When the working group came, we contact majority of the medias that are across the UK, and they were asking us what is it about it, and what important has the DDPA got. But so it is very, very crucial that we find a way to have access to the media. We don't have access to the media, so it makes the work very difficult in the fight that we are doing. So this is very also a crucial point, if that answer your question. So we really need more outreach. We need outreach, and when we talk about including the youth, we work with the youth a lot. The youth really don't have much interest in most of the things that is happening, because they are misinformed. So we really need to get them the right information, the right training. So it needs to go through schools, it needs to go all the way to the local authorities. We need to explain to the local authorities, the schools and everything, what the DDPA is. And to me, it is a disappointment. 20 years since that been, and we are still sitting here, and few knows about the importance of the DDPA. So this is a very, very important question that we need to ask ourselves, and also even within the institution that we are sitting in. And I'm gonna highlight it that even within the UN institution, it's still systemic and structural and institutional racism built on it. So we need to also defragmental the system here as well to be able to fully combat racial discrimination everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Exactly, it's very completely in agreement with us as a person, because we